Gemara in Gimel and Beis introduces and how to define the word mave in the Mishkan. Gemara says, "My mave, Rav Amar mave ze Adam, Shmuel Amar mave ze Hashem." So Rav and Shmuel just define the terms differently. So Gemara in Dalet Amud Aleph, which we saw briefly, the sugya preceding this Kimle. Let's just go back and just get back into it. Mar wants to know why Shmuel didn't hold like Rav. Why did Shmuel define that Mave was an animal eating, consuming, as opposed to Rav that said Mave is a person that's damaging? Shmuel, my time alone, Rav, Amr Lecha Yisal Kadaitech Adam. If you think that it's like Rav is explaining that it's Adam, Haktani Seifa. But the Sefer already says, Shoramur b'shoramazik b'shos ha'nizak va'adam. So it's already said in the Sefer, right? So that's Shmuel says. So why do I need it? Obviously, Mava was talking about something else in the Reisha, the Frakta Gemara, the Lisnei b'Reisha. So why isn't it Takala said in the Reisha? So the Gemara says, no, because the Reisha, b'nizke mamon kamayri, b'nizke gufo lo kamayri. The reason why the Shmuel is arguing that the Mishnah was only talking about non-cases of Adam is because the Mishnah was split into categories of Niske Mamon as opposed to Niske Gufa. Nezek that results out of the animal or the property as opposed to the actual body causing the Nezek. The reason why the Mishnah did not introduce this category of Nezek of Adam in the first clause in the Mishnah is because the Mishnah was broken up to be cases of Nizkei Mamon, finished that category, and then it only introduced Nezek that was a function of the Guf later on in the Mishnah. That's the way Shmuel explains why it wasn't introduced in the Reisha. Rav Nami Oktani Adam B'Seifa. So Frek the Gemara, that's Taka Kash on the Reisha. If Rav thinks with a straight face that Mava really means Adam, isn't it repeated in the Seifa, which is a raya to Shmuel? Zek the Gemara, Amr l'charava, ul mikshavei ba'adim hu adin hu da'asa. No, that's just in order to introduce, to tell you that it's considered a mu'ad. So the Gemara says, umay lo arei, achikamer, lo arei ashur, she meshalem es ha'koifer, kiriya Adam, shein meshalem es ha'koifer. How do you plug it into the lo areis at the end of the Mishnah? So shor is not similar to Adam, because shor, if it kills a person, has to pay koifer, like we learn in this week's parasha. Kiriya Adam, sheinu mishalem es ha'koifer, like Adam, that doesn't have to pay koifer. But lo riya Adam, and Adam, the category of a person that's mazik, right? Shechayev arba dvarim, that's chayev if he damages another person. Perak ha'choivel, the eighth perak of Avakama. In addition to the damages, you have to pay arba dvarim. What are those arba dvarim, Rabbi Isai? Tsar, pain, the amount of pain that a person doesn't want to undergo. You have to pay for that. Sheves, work compensation that he's going to miss because he's now going to be injured. So that's where Rashi goes in Arichus. What type of job do you have to pay him in this week's parsha? All this week's parsha. Boishes, the embarrassment to deal with the fact that you're now damaged and you have an aver that's messed up, and repoy, you have to pay the medical bills for dealing with it. So that's only by an adam. That's chayva b'chaveiro. That such payment does not apply by nizkei mamon. It's only by an adam. So the Gemara says, "V'lori adam shchayev arba dvarim." In addition to nezek, you have to pay four nezek tzar ripa sheves boshes kiriyah shor shein bo arba dvarim. Like the category of shor that damages, that doesn't have to pay; just pays nezek. Sometimes chati nezek, right? Karen versus the other nizik, and fine. Hatzar hashava beshev enzok the Gemara shedarken lazik. That their normal way is to be mazik v'chishor darka lahazik. So frak the Gemara akasha. Is it the derech of a shor to be mazik? So Gemara says, yeah, we're talking about b'mu'ud. It's talking about a shor that already gored three times, that it's its normal way to be mazik. U'mu'ud darka lahazik? So Gemara says, yeah. A mu'ud after it gored three times. Kevin di'yayid urchehu. Interesting kasha, what the havamina maskona of the Gemara, something Rabbi Ifra called me and discussed with me about. what's exactly the Gemara's hava mina beforehand and not maskana muad's not dark lahazik, like Gemara has to say, yeah, it is dark lahazik. Push it. If it's muad, it's dark lahazik. What the chalal was the hava mina maskana of the Gemara? Something you should work on. Conceptually, this Gemara is very hard to understand. What transpired from the kasha to the ateretz? You always have to ask yourself, like, what did the Gemara think earlier and what did the Gemara think now? Chor, this is push it. Yeah. Umuad dark lahazik, kevet diyayit urchayu. Kevet diyayit urchayu. I think Reuven works on this kasha. I think Reuven Grzowski works on this kasha. So then the Gemara says the following line, yeah? It's a new chefti, yeah. Excellent, excellent. I think that might have to do with the answer. Excellent, excellent, excellent. So Gemara, that was a Rari Leib. That we brought from the Rari Leib with the steer and the Rashbas. Yeah, very good, very good. So the Gemara says, Adam darkala hazik? What do you mean? It's saying that Adam is darkala hazik? Is it normal for a person that's damaging dark lahazik? We're about to get into mamish dinei Torah that are going to be hinging on our sugya. Classic dinei Torah. This is probably the most fundamental sugya in Baba Kama, legabe shailas, not legabe the longest, but legabe shailas, because most common is adam mazik. We're not right. Most of us don't have shores walking around goring, but we do have adam maziks. We do have people that damage all the time. That's our sugya. So pay attention. So Mar says, yeah. Adam dark lahazik. The Gemara says be yashin. We're talking about a guy who, when he's sleeping, he's dark lahazik. So Gemara says yashin dark lahazik. What do you mean? If he's sleeping, he's sleeping. He's dead, right? What does Gemara in the Darim say?
60.
Shane is 1/60th of death, right? Kaven dekayich upashit urchehu. Since he does what? Right, there's certain people, Rabbi, so you watch them in the night, right? That sheet's not staying on the mattress. You know what I'm saying? Like that's comes. You wake up. I remember when I was in YU, right? They wake up always, constantly. It's like crumpled up into a little corner. Like I can't believe this was on my bed at the beginning of the night.
Yeah.
Came in the kayif. He stretches and bends, and he's all over. And then mela, it's dark lahazik at night, and that's what we're referring to. By Yoshein, it's dark lahazik, even the kayif who push.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that the best example of dark lahazik for another?
That's what the Gemara came out to. We have to talk about it. Good. And that's a good kasha to have for the entire sugya. Let's explore. Yeah.
Rashi seems to be memoried anything other than if it's...
Clearly, that's what the Gemara assumed. Yeah.
Is the Rashi being memoried this
where, which Rashi?
The kayif who push, only Rago. That the rest of your body, if you're moving around and you damage, saying that that's not dark, the lahazik, just only with your legs.
Yeah, I don't know why Rashi said dark or
ragla. That's an example.
Yeah, the rest of your body could also be moving around.
It's true. Yeah. Maybe you have the furthest trajectory and Fant, right?
Yeah.
I don't forget that.
Why did the Gemara choose sleeping out of any characteristics?
Who?
Why did the Gemara choose sleeping to compare Adam to?
Well, that's what Glover was asking. Meaning, seemed to be that the Gemara thought that for Kavanasa Lahazik, for Darko Lahazik, which is the common denominator of all the Mazikin, that was the category that the Mishnah thought was this is always going to be Mazik when he sleeps.
That makes sense.
A guy who's up, you know, most of you guys, you know. A little bit here, a little bit there, but most of you guys, for the most part, are good guys. You're not dark lahazik. You don't want to, especially in my shir, right? Guy's up, he's awake. He knows to make sure not to damage people, not to mess with people. When is a situation where it's mamish dark lahazik, adam similar to an animal that's dark lahazik? Situation where he's sleeping. Good, sounds good. Mar is saying a normal person is not a maniac. Is not walking around to be mazik. Not dark lahazik. Classic human being is not going to be a mazik.
But, like, if I'm sitting in your house and I raise my hand up and I hit a vase.
That's not considered dark lahazik. That's not considered dark lahazik.
Why is that any more?
I didn't say
less dark lahazik than when I'm sleeping and I'm.
Sleeping is a matzav that you're. It's inevitable that something's going to happen if there's something nearby. That is, you're totally out of control. It's totally out of control. Oh, one second. Everybody's like, we're going through the whole thing. Guys, I didn't even say anything. Yeah, Glip.
Why doesn't Rav Yishmael using to resolve the issue of having the Risha and Sifa deal with Adam? Like, is that also the secondary part of the Machlokes?
Why doesn't Rav
Yishmael's reasoning to resolve the issue of the Risha and Sifa both talking about Adam?
Wouldn't the question still be in Rav?
Mammon versus
Guf. If I cared. I mean, why doesn't Rav hold like Shmuel? That's your question? Yeah.
Just for clarification,
yeah.
Could you explain, I don't really understand what it means when Shmuel says, with the Adam in the Seifa, so therefore can't be Adam.
There's a Mishnah, right? Mishnah in the beginning of Bava Kama, right? Mar says, Arba Avos Nezikin, Ashor, Vabor, Vamave, Vahever. So we have no idea what that phrase Mave means. It says, Machlek is Rav and Shmuel, what that phrase Mave means. Is it Adam? Or is it Shor? Right? So Shmuel says it can't be Adam. Because Adam's already said in the Seifa. Where is Adam said in the Seifa?
The Mishnah itself has Vav.
Right, that's the next Mishnah. That's what's confusing.
Yeah.
Tezvav. So, but Gemara often you'll have Reish and Seifa. That's part of what gets confusing. Reish and Seifa is not necessarily in our Mishnah. A lot of these Mishnayos, first of all, you open up a Mishnayos, a Kahati, right? You open up Mishnayos, the Mishnayos sometimes are grouped differently than it is in the Gemara. They're split up differently. So it's part of it, it's the end clause of our Mishnah, which is, where you said it, guys? Tesla? So what does the Mishnah say there, the which is a continuation? Right. So that's for about Adam. So says Shmuel simply, that's when the Mishnah started talking about Adam. Not earlier. Up to now, we were never talking about Adam. We were only talking about animals.
Saying that the Adam is considered a Tom, because it seems like it's putting it in the first five, not the last five.
No,
it is.
No, Adam's not considered a Tom. No.
But it,
Viter.
But Rob says no, we can learn it.
Yeah, he wasn't bothered by that. Yeah, exactly. Okay, Viter, let's go on. Yeah. Zok Taisvis, on the Gemara's answer, which was considered Dark Alahazik by an Adam, Kevin de Kayef Vipashit Urchi, who that becomes normal of an Adam to damage. Yerushalmi, Yesh, there's a famous Yerushalmi, Rabbi Say. And this Yerushalmi is a very important case, and it comes up. Imamish comes up. Yerushalmi, Yesh, Diyoshin loy mechayev, ella kishehishkiv atzmo etzel akila. Avam yoshin veiviu kelim etzlo, v'shivrim prater. What's the din in the following case, Rabbi Yisrael? Halach
l'mais. Just so in Rav Asher Weiss's tshuva sevi, it's a very similar shaila.
Guy,
there it's a little different because the guy was awake, but so the guy. It's are you Stern? Imagine.
Okay. A guy, I don't even want to race it. A guy's sleeping. Okay?
Is that the bed or the guy?
The guy. A guy's sleeping.
It's a bed guy.
Okay.
There's a my kids are reading a story, it's called like Flat Stanley.
Flat Stanley.
Yeah,
yeah. So
are they doing the whole thing also?
So,
give it to like people that are far away from
the guy's lying down, right? Now I put Kalim over here. Right? So your Shalmi says that when I'm in the night I am rollover and I damaged his kelim. Okay? I messed up his menorah. Or a classic case, everybody say glasses, I rolled over and now they're damaged. Okay? What's the din in such a situation?
If you put that before
depends. If the item was there, the glasses were there before I went to sleep, so then I'm chai. If the guy put it there. Why am I chai, everybody say? Because I went to sleep there and I was mazik. And what's the din? An Adam is chayev. An Adam is chayev. One second, that's not grown. So says the Yerushalmi, but if I was sleeping and then he placed it there, then I'm going to be putt.
Do you have to be sleeping or then just be there first?
No. If I was not aware when you placed it there and I was sleeping, then I'm putter once he placed it there. That's what Tosis says.
Heathen's point, he could be lying. What? He could be facing the other way. The guy could have put something down and he wouldn't have known.
Correct. If he was away. That would be the same. Right. Yeah. That would be the same. Good. So that's what Tosis qualifies on our Gemara, that our Gemara seems to say and assume that any time that you're yashen, that you're sleeping, you're going to be chayiv. Says Tosis, by the way, the Yerushalmi plays this down a little bit. It depends. What does it depend on? Depends on when you went to sleep, if the glasses were there at that time. Okay? That's all Tosis explains. Tosis introduces to us. He gives us a phrase. I don't want to read that phrase yet. I'm going to just read it to you right now. I don't want to focus on it because we're going to come back to it. Tosis says, Dehem Garmulo. I'm not really sure what that phrase means. By the end of the sugya, I think I will know what that phrase means, and it will have tremendous ramifications. But says Tosis, if he places it while you're sleeping or when you were lying down and you had no idea it was there, when you lie down, then you're going to be put. Okay? So we have a Yerushalmi and a Bavli that seem to be saying different things, presenting different situations, and in some cases you'd be chayv, in some cases you'd be putter. Why? Why not? Now the sugya begins. Okay? All the Gemara by us told us that a yashin is chayv. Now, the Yerushalmi says, not always. Now I got to classify and I got to figure out what this is all about. And welcome to the sugya of Bava Kamma. As the Mishnah says, what's unique about Adam Amazin? Yeah, Mel.
I'm just asking. Yeah. First of all, say, implying here that if it was there, but you just didn't know about it, you're still five. Meaning if the Caleb were there, but you don't know about it, you're five.
I would tell you, if you didn't know about it because you were negligent, I mean, we have to develop this, but if you didn't check it out and you just fell asleep and you didn't check it out, then you'd be
fine. You're in a hotel, say somebody left on the other side of the bed, you didn't notice that they were there, and then you roll over onto the glass.
That's your and your tire. Yeah. So before we start this, let's just introduce ourselves to a Mishnah. This Mishnah on Chavavim and Aleph that we're going to come back to in a second highlights the uniqueness of Adam. Above and beyond other mazik. Mishnah says, Adam muad le'olam. An Adam is always responsible for his nezek. Bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid, bein er, bein yashen. All these situations. Awake, sleeping. That's what our Gemara based on the din of Adam muad le'olam. And that's exactly what our Gemara was contrasting. That's le'ri'ya Adam k'ri'ya shor. Adam is chayiv even be yashen, and it's Adam muad la'olam. Good. So now the Gemara on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We'll come back to Chav Vav Amud Beis. Just let you know what. Once we're here already, let's skip to the Gemara on Chav Vav Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah says, "Simas ein chaver v'shibras akelim mishalim nezek shalim." If you blinded your friend's eyes and you broke his kelim, you pay nezek shalim. So the Mishnah says, "Kdani sine es ein chavero dumyu d'shibras akelim." There was a linkage between damaging the kelim and blinding the eyes. Ma hasam nezek in arba dvarim lo. Afsimes in chavero nezek in arba dvarim lo. It's a case where, even though I damaged my friend's body, I was chayvel b'chavero, I'd only be chayv damages, similar to what? To kelim? And I'm not going to be chayv arba dvarim. Why not? I'm chovel. Why aren't I chayv arba dvarim? So the Gemara says, because it's talking about a case where what? I wasn't doing it b'chavono. And arba dvarim chol v'chaveru is only what? If I do it b'chavon. If I do it b'oynis, so then I'm not, it wasn't b'chavon, it was out of my control, that would not be chayav arba dvarim. That's a unique halacha that arba dvarim, nezek tzar, ripoy, and b'yishes, sheves and b'yishes, is only if it's a chayval b'chaveru b'chavon. So what says the Gemara Minohani Mili? Amar Chizkia, the chayin tana debe Chizkia, Amar kra. Right? Pasuk from which parsha Rabbi Yisai? Mishpatim. Kviya tachas kviya, potza tachas potza. The Torah is talking about a chayvo b'chavero, and the Torah says potza b'chas potza. So the Gemara says l'chayev ala shoyge kemezid v'ala oynes keratzin. So this tells you that what? That you're chayev nezek by an adam, that's mazik, even by shoygeg and even by oynes. Boy, so this is an unbelievable chiddush of the Gemara and the Torah in this week's parsha. Potza tachas potza tells you that a person that's mazik by oynes, usually we have a din of what? Oynes rachmana patre. Learned out from the parsha of Ulanar lo sase dover, that if a person's ba'inis, they do an avera, they're not held responsible. Comes along the Torah in Hilchos, Nezikin, and Parshas Mishpatim, by what?
By two people
fighting together, and you're chayv b'chavera, why? You're chayv to pay for the nezek, why? Potza tachas potza, even though you were oynes, even though it was out of your control, even though you weren't b'chavana, you are chayv. A chiddush nifla ad l'moed that is unique to an adam amazik. That's the din of the Mishnah of adam u'l'olam. Don't forget, there's a lot of background over here, Rabbi Yisai, in order for us to just collect the pieces and build the puzzle in order for us to understand what's going on over here. But it's a pasuk from this week's parasha that tells us adam amazik ba'oines is chayiv because of potza tachas potz. Good. So now that we have that background, yeah, Shiner. Oh, by Yitzias Evaknaini, yeah. Shane and Evan. Yeah.
Why do we need these perceptions? Why don't you just say that the mu'ad is. When we say other mu'ad ilam, we're saying mu'ad is on the actual nezek. And that's why in this case, you'd only be paying for the nezek. But the tzari b'shevs and b'shevs, that's a din in the adam. So here, where it's an ines.
What do you mean a din in the adam?
Meaning if an animal.
Nezek is also a din in the adam.
I know, but.
Only an adam is chayiv in nezek.
That would be a din in the mu'adness of the adam. The fact that if an animal damages and it's a mu'ad, you also have to pay, but it doesn't have to pay tzarek v'shev zubaisha. So the dalat dvarim would be a separate din in adam, and that's why here,
if my animal damages and I was oynes on not stopping at it, then I'd be potter. Right, that was the whole chakira that we had. That when either that's because I'm not poshea anymore, or it's because I'm not responsible for it. It's not my maisa. Exactly right.
For the dalat dvarim, that's a din in more than the adam. So if it was an einus, you'd be chayev on the muad, but not on the dalat dvarim with the tarid mechayev.
Correct.
And then you don't need these drasha.
Why?
Because
how do you know that an adam that's mazik is different than every other din kol haTorah kula that einus is potter? Potza tach potza. Big chiddush. I would never have assumed like this. Intuitively, Rabbi Yisai, if you would have asked me, coming into today, a guy is mazik ba'oinis, is he chayev? I would say, absolutely not. It's oinis. What's his, it's not his fault. The Torah is being mechadish, it's not true. Potza tachas potza. What? Okay, so it's no one's fault. Sorry, not paying because it's no one's fault. Good luck.
Then why do you need that end of the Mishnah?
It's contrasting that I'm not going to be chayav dal dvarim in such a situation.
Okay.
Vayter. So now the Mishnah in Chav Zayin Amud Aleph says as follows. I quoted the Mishnah on the Maror Kodesh.
Yeah.
Ameneach hazakad b'rishus harabim. Person leaves a pitcher in rishus harabim. Uba achar v'nitzgal ba v'shibra. And another guy trips up on it and breaks it. And if the second guy got damaged, so then what? The balabayis is chayiv v'nizko. The balachavis is chayiv in the nezek of the other guy. So the Gemara asks Akasha on Chav Zayin Amavitz. Uba achar v'nitzkal ba v'shibra pot. Another guy came and he trips up on it and he was shiver it, he's potter. So the Gemara asks, am I potter? Listen to where the Gemara is coming from. The Gemara says, I don't understand this Mishnah. Right?
Why is he even asking?
The Mishnah says you leave a kad, a chavis, in Rishus HaRabim. I break it, I trip up in it, and I shatter it, right? This is worth, let's say, $5 million, right? It's a unique ring, right? Whatever, or a few hundred thousand dollars, right?
I slip up and I break, I scratch it up. Mara says, why am I putter? So I would have said to you, what do you mean, why am I putter? What do you mean, why? He should be chayef. Why should he be chayef?
Because
he left it in the Rosh Hazarabin.
No one got
hurt. He left it in the Rosh Hazarabin. Right? Well, no. Nitko bav shibra putter. The second guy is putter. So the Gemara asks, why? The second guy should be chayef that broke it, that scratched up the ring. So why? So I want to ask against the Gemara. I want to say the first guy should be chayef. He left the ring there. So what's the Gemara? What are you all going to answer me? Adamu la'olam. Listen to what the Gemara is saying. Am I potter? Iboyle le'ine umezel. Why do we slap the chayev? What? Why is the Gemara assuming to slap the chayev on the second guy? Because you got to look where you're going. You have a responsibility to walk around in this world with open eyes and understand the traps that are standing there ready to chop you, Rabbi Yisai, that are in your pockets, that are always accessible to you guys. Adam, Iboyele Liyune Umezel, a guy should realize and understand the dangers of the world. And you can't come up to Shemayim and say, it's not my fault. Should have opened your eyes. Should have made sure to understand what you were getting involved with. So Memela, the Gemara says, therefore, the first guy's not Chayiv. The second guy's Chayiv. Why? Because you should have seen what's there. Chiddush. I wouldn't have assumed like this. So the Gemara, again, the Gemara's holding an Akasha. I just want you to understand the Gemara's Akasha. You with me so far? So Gemara's holding Akasha. Why is what the second guy not chayiv? Why is the second guy chayiv? Why is the second guy potter? He should have seen where he was going. So what's the answer of Isaiah? So the Gemara is assuming Adamu la'ilam, right? So what's the answer of the Gemara? Amar Dvei Ramashev, the Malav Rosh Hazarabim Kulu Chavius. No, the Rosh Hazarabim was full of these bottles, and there was nowhere else to go. Shmuel Amar Ba'afelishuna. What does Ba'afelishuna Rabbi say?
Dark.
It was dark. So Memela, what? You don't have a taina of...
You should have paid attention.
Of, you should have paid attention. You should have opened your eyes. What do you mean? It was dark. There's no way I could have seen. Frektaisis Akasha Rabbi say. You should all be the Balayataisis like Shaffel was. When you read this Gemara, I don't understand the answer of the Gemara. We should go back to square one. What's the kasha that should come to you, Rabbi Yisai? The Gemara is saying, you're not chayev. What happened to Adamu La'ilam? This Gemara seems to contradict the Mishnah and Chavav, that Adamu La'ilam, that's what's bothering Taisus. Now the sugya begins. We seem to contradict ourselves from Dalid to Chavav to Chav Zayin. Make up your mind. Is Adamu La'ilam or is Adamu La'ilam? Is it being dark? Is it being full of chaviyas going to help you? Or is it not going to be chaviyas going to help you? This will, Rabbi Yitzhak, answer every single shayla of every single case where a guy doesn't have absolute kavana to damage. Is he chayiv or is he potter? You have a contradiction in Gemaras. Yeah, Shaffel.
What's the B'Rav's teretz? What's that? That's not a teretz. He's saying since you fill up the street, you have the
break. Where I don't have the ability to avoid it, and you now filled up the, and the street is full of things, so then mainly you can't put the blame on me.
It's a heter to break.
It's not a heter to break. It's if it breaks, you're popped. Adamu La'ilam would not apply that there. Let's say it's also like Inus, like Shmuel. Yeah.
Why is this a kasha? It's a shore. Or a boy, whatever you
want
to say.
No, it's an Adam. I'm damaging it.
No, you're damaging the chavis.
No,
the guys, whoever owns the chavis, the Baal chavis,
he got damaged.
Shore or boar and
he got damaged.
How did he get damaged?
He lost his diamond ring.
He left his diamond ring in public. It's right. A bore or a shore.
That was my kasha. That's what you just stole my kasha. I said, that's the Gemara says, no. Ibayilu in a mazel, Mamela makes you the mazel. Yeah. Baiter? That was the kasha we started off the Gemara with. We didn't understand the Gemara's kasha. It's his negligence. He put it there. He should be responsible for his own thing. Why should I have to pay? So says the Gemara, no. Ibayilu in a mazel. You should have been Adamud Loyalam. You should have been careful. You're right, you see an unbelievable chiddush over here. You see an unbelievable chiddush over here that just because a person does something which it's not the place of his, because it's in the public area and I should be able to walk with my head on straight and with my eyes open, I should avoid being damaging it. Even if the guy shouldn't have put it there and it's not his private property. Yeah.
Why isn't this just, why can't you just say
it's a big chiddush, you're right.
Similar to Tosos from Dalai Lama.
Oh, we'll have to see. One sec. Yeah.
How can we say it's both?
What do you mean?
It's both responsibility of the Adam to avoid it, and it's the responsibility of the person.
It's not. It's not. If an Adam damages, the Adam is chayef. Unless he has this p'tur of it being dark. Oh, so Zok Taisvis, yeah, Shana. Can I go over everybody? I want to learn a little bit. No. Weiter. Vahadip. I mean, what do you mean? It's Rishus Harabim. It's not going to be necessarily protected there. Actually, maybe I should change that answer.
Call that a shinoi? Like you're not really supposed to put it down there.
Well, why can't I'm allowed to walk in the public area?
I agree.
So, what do you mean by Rishus? Was I permitted to do it? Yes. No one could stop me from doing that. Is he taking a risk by doing that? Yes.
That's what I meant. Thank you.
He's taking a risk by doing that, but now the Gemara is saying because of Adamu La'olam. You have to pay. Even though it's not his protected private property. Let's go right there. Can I go right there, Malik?
I'm still a little confused.
Again, you put it down. It's not your private area.
Yeah.
Right? So now, I would have said, like you said, that forget whether or not this is a bore. We're not talking about the damages that this creates.
Okay.
This item gets damaged. But I would have said, anyone who damages this item, it's your fault. You knew that people would be walking there. You knew that this was public area. You should have been chayav. And the Gemara says not so.
But then the Gemara also says that the Baal Chavis is chayav in the damages that causes. So it's saying exactly what you would have thought.
So the Mishnah is going to have to explain that. We're not learning. But the Gemara, we're talking about in the case where the Adam is mazikit. Okay? In the case where the Adam is mazikit, you're off the hook. And the Adam is chayav to pay. Why? Because Adam u'ul la'ilam. So that's the Gemara is asking, why is it Adam
u'ul? So you could pay him and he could pay you on the same case?
No. The Gemara is going to explain that there are different cases. You have to read the whole Gemara. Okay. But we're focusing on this part of the Gemara. In a situation where it didn't damage and the guy damaged it, so now he wants to collect from me. So the Gemara says that you're potter. Why? So the Gemara says, Ba'ach v'nitcha b'v'shibra potter. Why? So the Gemara wants to know, why is the other guy chayef? The assumption of the Gemara is that the second guy should be chayef.
Okay.
So the Gemara says the only reason why he's potter is because it's dark. If it was not dark, the second guy would be chayef.
The second guy's chayef for the damages caused to the item, and the first guy's chayef for the damages caused to the person.
Right. But the Gemara, we're not reading the whole Gemara about. The Gemara says, in terms of the second half of the Mishnah, so the Gemara explains, where is this Gemara? The Mehuzik Babal Chavis Chayev. I can't find it now. Anyone know where it is?
Which Gemara?
Where the Gemara explains the Sefer of the Mishnah. Vim Huzik Ba Chayev Ba'al HaChavis.
Right after. It's right after, yeah.
Here. I was going to say, Amar Rav Zivin Shedir Rav, who had in the Afilu Shibar, Vahidik Tani Nitzkel, Vahidik the Boy Limit Say Sefer, im huzik va bal khav es khayv nitzko de daf ke nitzko al shibra lo my time with az ganavshe.
That's something else.
No, so where does the Gemara qualify? Yeah, so where does the Gemara qualify that statement
after that?
No, according to Shmuel Ba'afela Shano, it's dark.
Yeah.
So Emela, if you're mazik it, you're potter.
Yeah. because you couldn't see it.
Right, that makes sense. So now, and now if you left it there and he got damaged, that's your fault.
In that case.
Yeah. So that's fine.
Why is it not the same as your
but
shot?
Again,
I'm asking on the overall Mishnah. The overall Mishnah is saying...
No, again, Shmuel is saying the overall Mishnah is talking about Bafela. In such a case, the first guy would be Potter if he damaged it, and the second and the guy who left his chavis there would be Chayiv if the second guy gets damaged. Yeah. Why? It's a case of night. Meaning implication is what? If it's not a case of night,
then the person who
then if I damage it, I'm Chayiv because Adam Ulo Olam, and if I get damaged, then you're right. Then it might be a boor.
Okay, so it's basically
it depends on the case, right?
Why is it different?
Rishon was not talking. Rishon was talking about sleeping.
Yeah, but the same. Why can't you say it's the same case? You didn't know it was there. Well,
I knew it was here in a situation where there are many chavios. Right. So that would work with right. Correct.
So why is it chayiv? Why would he be chayiv?
Yerushalmi says you're putter. No, again, the Gemara said. Yerushalmi says that he's chayiv if he knows that it was there. So that's like this case. If he went to sleep, and a guy places it there after I went to sleep, then the Yerushalmi says you're poked.
If you went to sleep and you know it was there, exactly.
This is right. Anyway what other mood is though, right? I'm sleeping. When I'm sleeping, I have no ability to.
We need more information before we analyze. Rabbi say that's the Gemara. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says as follows: V'hadu pligilik amon initkal poishayahu alo. This Gemara is talking about over here where you slipped on some other item that caused you a michshol, a stumbling block, and he didn't have the ability to check it out. So Gemara says that's when you'd be potter because it was nighttime. Onus, and you're potter by an adam that's mazik ba'onus. Fractis is Akasha. What do you mean? The Alpha Gavdele El Chavav Mbeis Marbin and Oinis Karots and the Ozaga, the Adama Mazigni Petzatachas Potza. Lorman Tais is asking your Kasha. Oinis, so says Tais, you know what the answer is?
Oinis Gomer is not.
Oinis Gomer Le Rabbi Rachmana. Tais introduces a brand new category.
What was the question?
Tais, Goberman, tell him the Kasha.
We're saying that this case on Chav Zion was an onus.
Why? Because it was what?
Because it was dark.
It was dark.
On Chav Vav, we said that it doesn't matter if it's onus or ratzon.
Adam Zimuad La'ilam.
So the answer is...
Shmak HaKash, it says, no, there's two categories. There's onus, She'ino Gomer, and onus Gomer. There's unbelievable onus. Let's just say Balabatis right now. Come on, it's dark. There's like no way. This is totally out of my control. And... not so totally out of control. Now, how we quantify that, everybody said, we need to learn more information. We need to go and figure out much, much more. But says Tosfos, Adam Mu'ud La'olam doesn't always apply. When does Adam Mu'ud La'olam not apply? For sure, when it's Einis Gomer. What's one example of Einis Gomer, Rabbi Isai?
Dark outside.
Dark outside. So, I mean, says Tosfos, what's another example of Adam Einis Gomer? Felder? Says Taisus, the ha, he proves this from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi poiter iso sheyoshin rishon im hizik lasheni abo etzlo lishon. A guy comes, whether or not it's another guy who sleeps next to me and got hit by my arms or legs, or whether or not it's a kli of a pair of glasses that got damaged after I went to sleep. That is an example, says Taisus, of what? Of oines gomer, which is what the Torah says. Even an Adam HaMazik would be putter, and we would have the din of Oynes being putter by an Adam HaMazik. So Adam HaMo'ad La'olam, says Tosfos, we have to change the category, and we have to say that it's what? It's no longer everything, but it's only on Oynes She'eno Gomer. Now, what L'Choyru would be an example of Oynes She'eno Gomer, Rabbi Isai? Right? I go to sleep, I'm not damaging it, but...
You see it there.
the kalim that are already there. Maybe it does with all the dads. Yeah. It does. Yeah, maybe that's not Einus.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Pesheya. Yeah. I would think that's more Pesheya. Yeah. Nighttime. Yeah. Most Einus is outside factors.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily
an Einus Gamer.
Because
an Einus Gamer
means,
an Einus Gamer
would be, it has nothing to do with me.
I don't know. Let's say I would, Chas V'Shalom, have convulsions. And I started like.
Narcolepsy.
You know? Yeah.
It's not Einus
Gamer. Epilepsy. Narcolepsy, yeah. My mission is Einus Gamer. That was totally based on me. I think that would still be part of their coin fist. Yeah.
Which ownership ain't
going. All this.
We're gonna see.
All these things, all these cases of toast were basically the only way your lives is the left of a shiv is so going.
No.
Where's the great regular?
You'll see. Wait, Tais is gonna fill in the blanks. Relax. Weiter, Rabbi Isai, Oynes Gomer, totally out of your control. Chilas of a shiv is so bonus is pashay. That's the Gemara says.
Onis Gomer in that case?
What?
Shiv himself for Onis Gomer?
Yeah, it's still gonna be. Yeah. Right. So then Taisus continues and Taisus says, V'chein ba goizel basr. And I'll prove to you this idea from the last perek in Bava Kama. Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amidal. Gabi iniach lahem aviem para she'ula. But if you don't understand any of the cases of Taisus, you obviously have to look it up. Iniach lahem aviem pura she'ula. Their father borrowed a cow. And what? And they thought, kasvurim, but they were under the opinion that what? I know my father has a barn, and he has a lot of cows that he owns. He passed away. Kasvurim shel aviemu. And therefore, and rightfully so, it made a lot of sense that they thought, oh, this was dad's. And because this was dad's, what they do? V'tavuchu v'achlu, and they shechted it right before Yontif, and they ate it. So the Gemara says they have to pay. But what do they pay? Mishalmin d'mei basar bezol. They pay, we're going to call that the cheaper amount, which is they pay mashenenis. They pay the amount that they enjoyed. What do they not have to pay, Rabbi Isai? They do not have to pay. Aval mashi ziko lo. They don't have to pay the amount of damages that they caused. They just have to pay the amount that they benefited, which is going to be much cheaper than the amount of damages they caused to the other, the full amount of the animal. So why? Why don't they have to pay? Why don't they have to pay Dmei Nezek? And not, why do they get off the hook with paying the cheaper amount of just paying for how much their cheapest dinner would be? Mashananis. So the answer is, Taisa says, it's my Yisoid. Da'anusinhein. And even though the Gemara says, over here it's an Adam Mu'ud La'olam, you're Mazik be Amaisa Adam, you shechted it. That's a Mazik Al Yedei Adam. What? That would be an example, Taisa, of my Oynes, my complete Oynes. Oynes Gomer. And Oynes Gomer is still going to be Potter, like the Gemara's Mechadish, where in Baba Kama? Says Taisa, where is Gemara Mechadish that Oynes Gomer is Potter? Chav Zayin Amabez, Ba'afela, where it was dark. Okay? Says Taisus. Ub masnisa namitnan. And also is in Vavish in our Mishnah. Hayabal chavis rishon. If there was a guy walking with a barrel. Ubal kaira achron. And there was a guy with a beam in back of him. Dim omed. If the guy suddenly stops, Rabbi Isai. Think about your car accidents, Rabbi Isai. A guy makes a short stop. By the way, legally, I think this is not the case. Yeah, legally, it's always the guy who's behind is obligated. So, right, because of what? If you want to drive a car, you got to keep your eyes open. That's what the cop says. He pulls you over, a cop, loss of love, is going to say, right? Taisa says, no, not true. Taisa says, if the Baal HaKairos abruptly stops, Dim Omad Baal Chavis, V'Nishbra Chavis, B'Kaira, Potter. Why? What's the reason, says Taisa? Once again, how... That was totally, we were all driving normally, and this guy made a short, abrupt stop, and therefore, I'm Einus Gomer on the fact that I hit him and I nailed him from behind. Right? So we'd have a machlekes, the civil court, versus halacha, and what would be the reason you'd be putter? Says Taisus, even though you're an Adam Amazik and Adam Ula Oilam, because that's an example of Einus Gomer. So, It's hard to quantify Rabbi Yisai. You have to look at the Rishonim, the cases they dealt with, but that is Einis Gomer. Right? So now, all of you are wondering, so what's Einis Sheino Gomer? And how far is my Ptur in all the cases of Taisis when it's not Einis Gomer? How far will you go? That's the Kasha, that is the million-dollar Kasha, literally, in many cases, depending on if you hit a Lamborghini or something, it could be $1 million, right? No. $200,000 Kasha?
Yeah.
Lamborghini? $250,000?
More.
What do we say?
Could be more.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Which parts you damage?
So now, that's what Taisis says. So Taisis proves from so far which Gemara is Rabbi Say?
The kids
with the para, our Gemara of the nighttime, the Yerushalmi by Yashin. Make a list in your notes, everybody. So let's just make a list. Okay, we have one case, Tysus proves his point. Yerushalmi, that Tysus quoted on our daf, Yashin.
That's on the top.
Yorshim, Shetavchu, Vachlu, Eino Mishalim Nezek. That's all on his gummer, right? What else? Afela. Darkness, right? The Mishnah. The Gemara in Chosayin. What else do we have?
The Korah,
the Mishnah. Break. I'm just going to call this breaks. Abrupt. Oh, no. It's called rear ending, right?
Yeah.
Tailgating.
Oh, tailgating is something else.
That's
two times.
There's two
times. The problem in the Rebbe is that when a shortstop and somebody hits you, it's because they were
driving. Rear ending, Rebbe.
Yeah.
It's impossible to hit them if you're driving to see a distance and they stop short. It's impossible for you
that's
to hit them.
That's the SIBA for the civil court.
Yeah, which means that it's automatic.
Right.
Shia.
Right.
So
apparently, according to Halacha, you see that there was no din, according to Halacha, of keeping a distance from the car in front.
But people don't have brake lights. So a Korah and a Viz is a different case than cars.
And if someone's brake lights are out, you would be
tired.
Malik's right. Saying it even by a person. You're saying a smart
by
a person.
Not by a person, more so because a person.
Yeah, but
meaning you could be paying attention and the person stops short and it's the guy in front's fault. That makes sense. But by cars. In order for you to hit it, you have to be doing something wrong. It has to be Pashia.
Well, like, if the guy's brake lights are out in the car, even though you're behind, you wouldn't necessarily be liable for it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, if he has the brake lights,
then
you're
saying it's only by cars because there are brake lights.
Because you have a warning sign.
You're saying maybe this din of the Mishnah would not apply by cars.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
It's not necessarily, I mean, what if the car in front of you hits something and you can't see it, and it's the guy in front of you is wrong for hitting it, but he's stopping it a lot more short.
If you're far enough away and his brake lights go on, you're
but
supposed
if you're,
to be able
if you're
to
no, saying,
what I'm saying is that what I'm saying is that the thing is braking, right? He can brake almost as fast as you can brake also, so you're... If you're far enough distance,
yeah, I think there has to be a svara of just independent distance.
Then,
I think there's a svara of distance.
How far away? Every
guy you want to see a back tire.
Right.
Right.
No, 10 feet.
That's a svara.
Right. Right. Okay. Fine.
Three
back tires. Rabbi Sai. So now Tysus wants to know. Okay, but what? How far do you go? What about if it's not Einis Gomer? What if it's not complete out of your control? Like these four cases. These four cases are proving Tysus is Yisod. But now Tysus says, but I'm going to tell you based on a Gemara B'Metzia, the Nero Lidaktik, and I want to say a Chiddush, Tysus says, and I want to be Medayik, the Adam Amazik, the Mifter Ba'Oinis, so says Tysus, even if it's not Oinis Gomer, I still think he'd be Potter. What's this new category that's not Oinis Gomer called? Oines Ke'en Geneva. What in the world does that mean? New category called Oines Ke'en Geneva. Again, what's everything that we talked about still? Is all Oines
Gomer.
Right? Now Tosfos says a Chiddush, and he says, I want to prove to you that even a lower level Oines, where it's not totally out of your control, but it's Oines Ke'en Geneva,
That is
like you a shomer, right?
That, oh, so what does that phrase mean? Inis kein gneva. Where is Tesis coming from? What is it? You'd also be putting this. So I don't know what the terms mean. Inis kein gneva. Tesis is introducing something that doesn't come up in the Gemara. By say there is no concept la halacha called inis kein gneva. Now before we get to Tesis Zraya, we have to make sure that we know cold. Rabbi say you got to know this stuff cold. This is coming up in every sugya. You got to know this stuff alpeh. Okay, you got to know first of all the four types of payment for a chayvah b'chaveru, right? We spoke about. You got to memorize this. Yeah, first of all, you guys will be on dates and girls will know this from elementary school, and then you're not going to know it. It's going to be embarrassing. Okay, this happens. Okay? I'm saying you got to know this thing. She's going to ask you what are the arbis varm for chayvah b'chaveru. I'm giving you material. I'm giving you material for your first date. Come on, nezek tzar ripa sheves. Good. Let's go. Next thing, Rabbi Yisai, guaranteed coming up on a date. Guaranteed. What? Rabbi Yisai, what? What? What is the chilek? What is the chilek of Rabbi Yisai? What are all the... I don't have enough room. What are the dalid shomer? She might go easy with you and ask you this first. This is just her way this week of knowing whether you know you do Shnayim Mikra.
Shomer Chinam. Shomer. Shomer Sacher.
Shoel.
Shoel.
And
Sacher.
Sacher
twice. Shoel. Oh, I didn't say Sacher twice. Stay in the freezer for a little bit. Shomer Chinam is chayav on what? Rabbi said, "No, seriously, I'm joking. Yeah. You really got to know. Shomer Chinam,
maybe 60.
Chayav if you. What is a Shomer Chinam, Rabbi Sai? What? An unpaid watcher, right? He's chayav if he's what? Bashaya. What?
Maybe 6 perak.
He's chayav. He's bashaya. What is he putter on?
Everything." Everything else.
Okay? Shomer Socher. What is he chayev on? Hashaya, obviously.
Ones also.
He's potter on Ones. Ones Kein Gneva Ba'aveda. What's the din?
That's the seventh parish.
Shomer Chinam.
What's the case for both sides? What's Gneva?
What?
Robbers break in and robbers take stuff, right?
It's
not my fault.
He's fired. Oh.
He's fired or he's butt? What?
He's fired. Everybody's
fine.
The
Shomer Chinam
was only
the Shomer. No, so yes. Shomer's butt. What's the din? Someone open a Chumash. What's the din?
There's a
show.
Is he
Chayv Neva Aveda? You tell me.
Yes, he's a
free
watcher.
Is Chayv Neva
Aveda?
Yeah. Let's leave Socher out because it's a little complicated. My plugs in the Gemara.
What's Shail?
Everything.
What?
Chayv and everything.
Onus.
Shail is because of Kol Anah Shalok, because he's allowed to use the item. He's Chayv and everything. Even Einus, Chayav Afilu. Afilu. Bo Einsen.
Except for. It's Mesa Nachmas Melacha.
Meaning, this I was supposed to use it, right? This is what I borrowed it for. And when's another case that a show also will be put there?
If the ball is there.
Balavimo. Excellent.
So, Rabbi Sai. These are Dalit Shomer.
We didn't talk about Seicher because I don't want to talk about Seicher. It's machlokes in the Gemara. Fine, we'll get to it. We probably won't get to it. You'll get to it. It's much better.
Rabbi Sai, if it's Dinah, right. So the Gemara wants to. So Rabbi Sai, what category of all these categories? That was kind of like one of those arrow things. Hard, I'm doing it on a stand. Okay. Rabbi Sai, what is the din by a Adam Amazik in all these categories? That's what Taisa wants to know. I know. Okay. So now I know Oynes Gomer and Adam Amazik is Potter that I have a Gemara for. But what if you have an Oynes
that's not completely Oynes Gomer, like these four cases, but maybe it's Oynes Kain Gneva. What happens if it's Kain Gneva? It's not Kain Gneva, but it's Kain Aveda. What's the difference between the two? Tyson is going to explain that what? One has more, a little more negligence than the other. So the more, even if it's out of my control, the more negligence, the more you can put it back on me, even if ultimately it's out of my control, that's the bigger question whether or not the Adam HaMazik is going to be put. Okay? So now Tyson wants to know, do we have any Gemaras that discuss these Nishtahin, Nishtahir situations? It's not Oynes Gomer. It's not Oynes Kain Gneva. It's Oynes Kain Aveda. So I'm more poishaya when what? When it's my fault that the object got lost because I left it in the wrong place, even though ultimately the wind came or whatever, rather than what? No, robbers broke in and it was totally out of my control. Now, neither of those cases, both Gneva and Aveda, are what? Are what? Are Oynes Gomers. That's for sure off the table. Okay? But I want to know, would an Adam HaMazik be chayiv in a case of Aveda? Or would it be chayiv even in a case of Gneva? Where what? There's a little bit of more negligence. That's what Tosis is going to explore. So comes along Tosis and quotes a Gemara Mamitziyan Da Pei Beis Amid Beis. What does the Gemara Mamitziyan Da Pei Beis Amid Beis say? Hamavir Chavis Mi Makom La Makom. A person is transporting a barrel from place to place. Vishibra, and it broke. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shomer Chinam Yishova. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, if it's a Shomer Chinam, what? He wasn't Pesheya. So then he should just take a shvu and he's Potter. Noisei Schar Yishalim. And if he's getting paid, he should have to pay. Vahashta midamechayev Noisei Schar. U Poiter Shomer Chinam. So Tosfos says, what do you have over here? You have a guy who what? There's damage to a barrel, and it's what? It's going to be a situation where if the Shomer was a Shomer Socher, he's Chayev. If he's a Shomer Chinam, he's Potter. So that means what? This is the middle category. It can't be Pesheya. Why can't it be Pesheya? Rabbi said that he was negligent. Because then who would be Chayev? The Shomer Chinam, everybody would be Chayev. So it must be not a case of Pesheya. It was some way out of my control, but it's not a complete Oynes Gomer, because why is the Shomer Socher Chayev? So this is going to be very telling, Rabbi Yisai. And what? V'loy michayev mitum adam amazik. And the Gemara over there in Bamatzia is not obligating the damager, the guardian. He's only obligated as a Shomer Socher for his Shmira, but he's not Chayev as a what? As an adam mu'ud loylo. As an Adam HaMazik, you dropped the barrel. Why not? Why did the Gemara forget about the fact that he should be chayev just out to Adam HaMazik? That's why he should be chayev. Forget telling me, if he's a Noisei Schar, if he's a Shomer Socher, that's why he has to pay. Forget the fact that he's a Shomer Socher. He was carrying the barrel. He's an Adam HaMazik. Why isn't he chayev out to Adam HaMazik, Rabbi Isai? Why isn't he chayev out to Adam HaMazik? Because it's what? Because it's some sort of Oynes. But is it Oynes Gomer, Rabbi Isai?
No.
How do I know it's not Oynes Gomer? Because if that would be the case, then the Shomer Socher would be Potter. So now Tosfos just introduced the Gemara that's telling me what? A lower level Oynes that you'd still be Potter als Adam HaMazik. Shema Mina, we learn from this Gemara. Such a beautiful taste, Rabbi said. Changes halacha. This is one, Rabbi said, I'm not exaggerating right now, I'm not trying to sell anything. Taste Chav Zayin Mabez is one of the most important tastes in Mabova Kam. Pasha. Diba Oynes to Ke'en Geneva, an Oynes that is similar to Geneva, Adam Hamazik Potter. Umidame Rabbi Yehuda Nitzgal, a guy who slips and breaks the barrel, Le Geneva. But if it's what? An oynes that was out of your control, that's more similar to what? To losing the object? Like a shomer losing the object as opposed to ganovim coming and stealing it.
Shehi what Taisa says? She krova lipshia yoser. That's stepping on and more closer proximity to what? To negligence. And I'm going to be mechayiv you more by aveda kedamrina basha like the Gemara Mamatzia Tzadi Dalet Mbe says. The gneva krova la'oynes v'aveda krova lipshia. Nira de adam hamazik chayiv. Then Taisa says, if it would be an oynes that's on the level. Let's make levels, Rabbi Say. Let's call an oynes of me losing the object as being a shomer, being level 4 oynes, and oynes ke'en gneva, where ganovim come in and steal it, being a level 8 oynes. So Taisa says, level 8 oynes, you're still potter, even though it's not oynes gomer. But if it's a level 4 oynes, where you were more negligent, and that's how the item got lost, if it's something on par with a level 4 of aveda, that would be a level of oynes that you'd be chayiv. Says Toises, that's going to also now have ramifications in the world of what? In the world of nezek. In the world of nezek, if you damage in a situation where it was out of your control, but it still was karov lipshia on a level 4 of karov of similar to oynes kein aveda, you'd be chayiv. That's what the Mishnah means, adabu la'olam, afilu ba'oynes. What's the level? Level ke'en aveda, that's karov l'pshia. But if it's what? Not oynes gomer, but it's ke'en gneva, it's a higher level, that it's more, it's not karov l'pshia, it's more out of your control, even though it's not oynes gomer. What? It's potter. So that's what Tosis qualifies, that what? Not only, even though our Gemara is a case of Aynes Gomer, I want to tell you I have other Gemaras that are going to prove to me that what? That even a lower level Aynes, as long as it's Kain Gneva, you're still going to be Potter. But if you go solo, even in a parasha of Aynes, that it's Kain Aveda, that's Karav Lipshia, and that would be Chayiv. Halacha Lamaisa. They would have to weigh every single case. Is it Karav Lipshia or not? Is it Kain Gneva or is it Kain Aveda? Let's just finish this, Tosis. The EF Charloimer Shaloy is Chayev Elabipshia, the Chain Mashma Le'el, and says Taisis, that's also the Mashmos of the Gemara earlier. What? What's the case? The Mechayev Benofel Minagag Beruach She'ena Mitsuya. The Gemara says that if you fall in a Ruach She'ena Mitsuya, Rabbi Say, a wind that it was unexpected, it's I totally did not expect this wind, and I fell onto someone else's property. Says the Gemara, I broke his vase because I fell on it, because the wind blew me, right? It was by Belfer Hall, and the wind blew me off the roof, and it was crazy, right? The worst entrance ever to a yeshiva. I can't believe we got to do something about that. You might get picked up by the wind. Even though a Sharmer Chinam is potter, by definition, always, whenever it's an uncommon wind, still, says Taisus, you'd be chayev in which case? Adam Amazik. How could that be? Again, what's the din of a Shomer Chinam by a Ruach She'ena Metzuya, an unexpected wind? You're potter. Why? Because you're Oynes. Yet the Gemara on Chavav and Mebeis tells me, it's really on Chav Zayin and Aleph, right? The Gemara on Chav Zayin and Aleph tells me that if an Adam falls on a vase with an unexpected wind, you are Chayev. What if you fall on another person? Do you have to pay Dalad Varim, Rabbi Say?
No,
that's what the Gemara says. That's the distinction, Shaffel, between paying the Nezek and paying the Dalad Varim. That's only Bechavano. But what do we see from this Gemara of Ruach She'ena Metzuya? Even though it was a Ruach She'ena Metzuya, that's considered the parsha of Ones for a Shomer Chinam, that's still not going to cut it for what? For Adam HaMazik. So you see that there's something that cuts it for Shomer Chinam that doesn't cut it for Adam HaMazik. Got it?
What if it was Tumah?
Sure. Sure. No. I had a totally unexpected win. Out of the ordinary, not a normal weather day. Totally unexpected, totally honest. So Taisis says, it's not Einis Gomer. It's not Einis Gomer. Why? Says Taisis. Kedamrina b'sayv arv v'chamisha gabei arv nichus dach zabayim v'chayav v'sham d'mei shor l'baylim chutz mishayim rechinim v'mukim gom gom d'netir shmira p'chusa d'shayim rechinim kolsel ha-shmiroso v'hanach lo kolsel ha-shmiroso v'maisim d'r Rabbi Yehuda d'mua tzagi lei b'shmira p'chusa d'haynu delo sh'yichol l'amad b'ruch mitzuya v'in yuchal b'lamad b'ruch sh'ena mitzuya alma afal gav d'mifter shayim rechinim. Even though ruach sh'ena mitzuya is something that's enough of a oynes that would patter and is enough of a shmira for a shayim rechinim, that doesn't cut it Adama Mazik is the Mechayev Be Adama Mazik. The Gemara Memhe says that Shmira Pchusa from a Ruach Shein Mitzuya is not going to cut it for the level of pottering in Adam, and that would not be Chayev. Why? Because a Ruach Shein Mitzuya, says Tosis, is a level of Oynes that is Ke'ein Aveda. You lost the object, okay, it's not totally your fault. You weren't fully negligent, you weren't fully poshea, but were you fully oynes? No, because you should have been more careful. Just like a case of Ruach Shein Metzuya. Technically, was it my fault at the end of the day? No, it was because of a wind that was unexpected. But did you do a full-fledged Shmira Gemura not to stand by the edge of the wall where a Ruach Shein Metzuya could have come and blew you off? No. So therefore, I was a little bit poshea. So what happens when it's not like this and it's not like that? It's not fully Einis, it's not fully Mike Pshia. What is it? So Taisa says, Adam Mazik would be Chayev, and Shemer Chinam would be Potter. But if a person slips on an object, Havi Ke'en Gneva, U Potter Be Adam Mazik. But if he slips on it, then it's Ke'en Gneva, and therefore you're Potter Be by Adam Mazik. And Ted Tysis. Two more rayas. We'll pick up with these rayas tomorrow, Baisai, and we'll have to see if all of the Rishonim agree to Tysis and where that brings us, halacha l'maisa, and in terms of.